Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in to the Undercuts off-week episode, where I'll briefly go through the news of the week and look ahead to the 2025 Japanese Grand Prix. Please rate, review, and subscribe, and enjoy the show.
By being a racing driver, you are under risk all the time. By being a racing driver means you are racing with other people. And if you no longer go for a gap that exists, you're no longer a racing driver.
What is going on, everybody? This is the first, I guess, off-race weekend that we have for the 2025 season, but we have had plenty of news, and of course, the big news that came almost a week ago now is Yuki is replacing Liam Lawson in the Red Bull. Typical Red Bull things, right? We've seen this with Albon. We've seen this with Pierre. I feel bad for Liam. We've talked about this already, but I mean, I feel bad for him. I've thought Yuki deserved the seat, but of course, we all feel bad for Liam. But he's just going to have to show himself in the other car, which he probably should have stayed in for at least the beginning of the season. So we'll see how that goes. Yuki is not wasting any time. He made an appearance. Some Honda-related event. I think it was at maybe their factory or their headquarters, something along those lines. And he claimed that he is going to get a podium in his Red Bull Racing debut. So just going right at it. I mean, I hope that he can do that. We've seen so many people talk about how difficult the car at Red Bull is to drive if you are not Max Verstappen. So, we'll see how that goes for him. I am hoping for the best. Of course, it's Yuki's home race. Let's fingers crossed that he's able to do well in his first time in the Red Bull car. And further on with the second Red Bull seat, kind of, is that after the struggles of Liam Lawson, Nick brought this up last week. He was way ahead of the curve on this, but we finally heard from Cadillac that they are seriously looking into Checo for one of the seats for their drive next year. I mean, he's out of F1 and looking better and better, not even driving a car. So, I mean, look, Checo's had some amazing moments. He's had some not so amazing moments, like we've heard everyone say. Checo said it last year and everyone just thought he was being, you know, bitter and whatever. But we've heard Liam Lawson say, really describe how difficult that car is to drive. So the more we see other people not do well in that car, the better it makes Checo look for not doing as well in that car. Although, to be fair, Checo is in the sport for, you know, 10 plus years, where Liam has driven in 13 races, I think, total. Which, I mean, isn't that far off from a full season in the past, but now that we're racing 24 times a season, just barely over half. So, yeah, I mean, we'll hear more about Cadillac in the coming months, but as far as we know, that's the only driver that we've heard really talked about. I'm sure that Colton Herta has been talked about with him driving for Andretti and IndyCar, yada, yada, yada. So I'm sure we will hear more in the coming months, like I said. So yeah, and the other big news coming, if you want to call it that, is Lance Stroll, Lawrence Stroll, father of Lance Stroll, is attempting to buy out the rest of the ownership in the Aston Martin F1 team. He does own at least a portion of the Aston Martin business itself, but what he is attempting to do is buy out the rest of the team just in the sport. I think it was a 74 million euro bid to buy out Aston Martin. in the F1 team. I guess that would mean that Aston Martin would no longer own any part of the actual team itself. So that'll be interesting. I don't know if he would still own part of the road car business. I'm not sure if that has been reported, but I guess the one thing that we can take from that is if this is successful, we will probably have Lance in F1 for quite a while longer. You know, he's not the worst driver ever, that is for sure. But he's just not good. And, you know, it's time for someone else to, in my opinion, I shouldn't speak for everyone. In my opinion, it is time for him, time for his seat to be taken by someone else, I believe. Maybe it is the reserve driver. Oh my God, I'm blanking on his name. The Brazilian guy, Drugovic, Felipe Drugovic. He's, when you win the F2 championship, at least in the past few years, you automatically get a reserve seat at a team. That happened with Oscar and with Felipe. But Felipe hasn't been able to get an F1 seat for that. We had so many rookies this year. It's crazy that he wasn't one that was able to get a chance, but, you know, he won the F2 championship. He, I believe, deserves at least a shot. You know, it would be great to have another Brazilian on the grid. It had been a long time. Obviously, Gabby Bortoleto is now on the grid, so he kind of ended that streak of not having a Brazilian on the grid. But yeah, bottom line is, if this succeeds, Lawrence and Lance will most likely stay in the sport, unless Lance decides he doesn't want to be in it anymore. And then what happens is, Lawrence still going to want to keep owning this team if his son is not interested in it? Maybe. But we'll see. And yeah, we've got the Japanese Grand Prix coming up. We talked about how Yuki thinks he's going to get a podium. That would be fucking amazing if he was able to do that. I would be shocked if that is true. At least in the past, this is a track with, you know, some lots of high speed corners, lots of, Martin would say, the only track that has a figure eight configuration, the track that goes over itself. Shout out to Martin there. I'm sure he will bring that up again in the review episode. Mark my words, he will do that. And, you know, it's, I wish I could say I know who is going to do well here. Of course, I am going to want McLaren to do well. Martin's going to want Ferrari to do well. Nick wants Williams to do well, which is possible. You know, you never know. I think that's really all the major things that happened in the past week. I mean, we're going racing again next week. It's going to be great. And I think it is a triple header, if I'm not mistaken. Let me double check that really quickly. All right. So we've got the Japanese Grand Prix on April 6th. Yep, Bahrain the next week, and then Saudi Arabia the week after that. So we go from a double header, 1 week off, to a triple header. 5 races in 6 weeks. That is awesome. So yeah, I think that will be it. Want to keep these short if there's not much going on. And so, yeah, we will be back next week for the 2025 Japanese Grand Prix, and we will see you there.
If you can move, switch off the car.
No!
Thanks again for listening to the Undercuts News of the Off Week episode. Please rate, review, and subscribe wherever you listen, as it helps us get to more listeners. And join us for the 2025 Japanese Grand Prix. We're looking forward to it, and we'll see you there.